Back for another episode of the Geeks for the Win, episode 58, I think. Yeah, okay, 58. I'm just looked right now. But I am William, and I'm joined with Stuart.
I am P. Diddy's son.
No. If you listen to the bonus content, Henry said you're Alec Baldwin's son.
Okay. My bad.
23, the magic number.
To hear that, you know, definitely check out the, or, you know, you have to pick up our iPhone or Android apps. $1.99, pick it up, great bonus content.
Merkel.
Yep, and Henry is here as well.
What's going on, y'all? It's Knox.
Alrighty, like I said, episode 58, and I guess, I think I started with you last week, Henry, first, so Stuart. How's your week been? What's happened? Anything interesting?
Yeah, DC Universe did stuff. I read a bunch of that. Stuff happened there.
Do you want to elaborate or just leave it just leave it as stuff happened?
Shit happened. No. Yeah, the DC Universe kind of restarted a bit, but it didn't at the same time. I don't know. They're starting fresh stories, I guess. It's hard to explain. It really is.
I thought it was just a giant reboot of the universe.
That's what I thought originally too. But apparently, like, they've picked stuff out from the past that already happened in, like, the universe now. Okay, let me see. Flashpoint was like a month or two ago, and what that story was the Flash kind of woke up and he was. His universe, like, the world around him, was the same but different at the same time. It was different as in he wasn't the Flash. Like, he didn't have super speed. Wonder Woman and Aquaman had kind of destroyed Europe, like, in the big old fight. And nobody knew who Superman was. And Batman was Thomas Wayne instead of Bruce.
Thomas Wayne?
What's it? That's his dad's name. I was his dad. Like his dad became Batman instead of Bruce.
So what was Bruce? Robin?
Dead. Like, Bruce was killed instead of.
Oh, okay. So it was the Bruce instead of his parents.
Yes.
Ah, that's weird.
So like the Flash went to Batman, and of course, you know, he's not the Flash, so Batman did not know who he was. So he, you know, he explained, you know, I know who you are. I know your son. And he's like, wait a minute, my son, you knew my son. And so that, you know, that went on a kick with Batman because he wanted Bruce to be alive instead of him. So like he was all about trying to put back the wrongs that was done. And originally Flashlight, it was Reverse Flash that kind of did it. But I don't know because I have not read issue 5. It's not online. And my comic store was sold out. But I did read Justice League of America issue 1.
How was it?
Good. It was very good. It doesn't take place now. It takes place in 2006. And like what's going to happen is, you know, they're all going to meet up and become the Justice League, and then it's going to fast forward to today.
Now, who's all in the Justice League in this one?
Well, no one right now.
No, I mean, who's all are they planning on it being? Cause...
Well, on the cover, let's see if I can remember, because I don't have it in front of me. It's Superman, Batman, The Flash, Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, and Aquaman.
Okay, so, like, the original.
Yes.
Okay. Because I know there's probably like so many different variations of.
Well, there's also the Justice League International, the Young Justice, the Unjustice. That's bad guys, I guess. That comes out in 2 weeks, so I don't know.
Wow.
But yeah, like when eventually fast forwards, like Batman has gone through 4 Robins, none of which died. So I forget who the second Robin was. So he didn't die.
No, not Dick. But, yeah, I know who you're talking. Todd, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
I wanted to say Tim.
Tim Drake.
Tim Drake. There we go. Yeah.
Tim Drake did not die. Tim Drake is actually part of the Teen Titans.
I know Dick. What was it? Dick Grayson? Or
he's Nightwing.
Nightwing. Yeah.
He's old and grown up. He's not a Teen Titan.
Yeah. So I can't think of who the one who supposedly died is.
I think it was Tim.
Tim. Yeah. That's what I said. You said he went to.
Yeah.
You said
no,
he went to.
Now he's not.
Oh, okay.
Like he's no longer dead. The Joker never killed him.
Yeah.
And see, the Flash never married, so no kid Flash.
So I didn't even know the Flash married.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's been married for years, and his wife also had super speed. Like he was an entire family of Flash.
Wow, that just sounds all kinds of crazy. But I got a question, since there's 52 new number ones and
yes.
New issues, are you what all ones are you going to jump onto?
Justice League, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Action Comics, which is Superman. That's what, in 1930 something, that was, Superman's comic was, was Action Comics. And I also got Detective Comics. I don't know if I like that or not. And I was going to pick up Green Lantern tomorrow, but it's not Hal Jordan. It's Sinestro.
Really?
Yeah, like he's...
So
he's
they're
the
going green, all the way back.
He's the Green Lantern of this sector.
Oh really? Of this sector? Yes. I thought they were just doing him as an, wow, that's different.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do that. Especially since we've seen Hal Jordan already as the Green Lantern.
Oh yeah. So just 3 so far?
I might pick up Batman and Superman number 1.
Okay.
Because it's different than the Detective Comics and Action Comics.
So you might replace Detective Comics with the Batman and Superman?
I don't know.
Since you're not liking
2 weeks. Well, wait. I did like Action Comics.
Well,
I didn't.
You were saying detective,
for a detective. So,
yeah, I'm trying to think of which ones I want to, because I wanted to jump on some on a couple, but
I definitely recommend Justice League of America.
So, what exactly are the prices?
They're not as bad as I originally. Whenever I go to comics, I want them all, so I end up spending a bunch of money. I'm looking at Detective Comics right now. It's $2.99. Action Comics was $3.99, and it's kind of around there.
Was Justice League?
It was $3.99.
Okay, so $4. And how often are they going to come out?
Well, Justice League number 2 comes out beginning of October.
Okay, so monthly about?
Yeah, close to monthly.
Okay. Because I honestly don't know, because I've never gotten comics, month to month or whatever.
I haven't either.
I've always bought them when they've been out for a while.
Same here.
So, those are my questions. Henry, you have any questions for him on this whole DC stuff?
No, I'm not too big of a DC fan. I really don't know what's going on with that universe. I heard they're... I guess it sounds interesting, I guess, now, because they're kind of... starting anew and everything, but I could never get into DC.
I'm pretty much the same way, but I always did like the Justice League, so that's probably the only one I'm gonna get.
I mean they're cool. I may be speaking out of ignorance, but I just never felt like they had any depth to the characters, and the depth that they did have, I wasn't too interested in it because it really didn't make any sense to me. But that's just me. That's just my opinion.
I totally agree. I mean, look at Batman. They're big, you know, one of the big, you know, one of the big ones. I mean, he's really doesn't have too much depth to him. I mean, he's just an angry guy whose parents got killed, and he's trying to punish the criminals that got them.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the only saving grace of this has been in Batman for years, but, you know, what makes Batman is the villains. Like, the villains in their depth of how insane or smart or clever they are make Batman who he is. Because without the villains, I mean, that comic wouldn't be, you know, as near as interesting.
Yeah, I mean, like Detective Comics issue number one, you know, I'm going to kind of, you know, you guys are you guys going to read it?
Spoil away. I don't
know. Yeah, okay. Probably not.
Like, the Joker's in it. Like, he's on the cover, so that's not a spoiler. But, like, at the end, Batman catches the Joker for the first time. And so he locks him in, they didn't call it Arkham. What'd they call it? They called it something else. But, at the end, like, the Joker, like, takes out a knife and cuts off his face and nails it to the wall. So I'm kind of wondering if that was actually the Joker or somebody else.
Hmm.
Like in a mask.
Hmm. Don't know.
That's interesting.
Because it says next, enter the doll maker. So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the only DC I ever really got into were the cartoons, like Superman, you know, the 90s, and Batman and the Justice League. What was it? Around 2000 Justice League?
Yeah, close to there.
Yeah, I mean, the cartoons were the only thing I really got into. I mean, as far as comics go, I was always really just, you know, Marvel. I mean, I did have some Superman comics, but they were, like, based off of the TV series, The Adventures of Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about as far as my depth of DC knowledge went, was the cartoons and TV shows. I mean, great.
Which, yeah, were fantastic.
Yeah, and they were, yes.
I'm just waiting for Netflix to get them, because I would love to go through the Superman and Batman cartoons again, the animated ones.
Man, I have no doubt at Netflix that they'll be on there. Next week, we'll be talking about how we just talked about it.
I told my wife,
whatever you want to see come to Netflix, just speak it, and it'll come into existence the next day.
Speak it on a podcast.
I know.
Because I guess Netflix, they can hear all.
Yeah. But okay, I got one more comic kind of thing, and this goes into the Marvel universe. I picked up a couple of the issues of the Amazing Spider-Man, the Spider Island stuff.
Oh, yeah, you were talking to me about that last week. Everyone has spider powers?
Yep, everybody in New York has spider powers.
How is that?
It's good. You know, I've been reading Spider-Man for, like, the last year or so. You know, it's kind of on the vein of, it's still good.
Well, have they showed, like, the villains with the spider, like, villains with the spider powers?
No, like, they showed how they got, like, how New York got the spider powers. Like, it's the Jackal, and who's, like, I've actually never heard of the Jackal before. But I'm
trying to think of it.
He's obsessed with Peter Parker. Like, upset, like he's tried to clone him a couple times, and he's found a way to clone his spider powers. And some mysterious woman, like, kind of talked him into giving spider powers to the entire, into all of New York, and kind of setting them on a rampage by giving them, like, hey, here's a Spider-Man suit, you know, and they're all kind of different, you know, one's just a hoodie, and
so they're so suits, like, or they're
no, like they have the power, so they just, like, the Jackal just kind of gives them the suits.
Oh, okay.
And then they just kind of, like, start tearing up New York. So, like, the Avengers come in and start fighting all the Spider-Men. And so Spider-Man comes in, tries to help. Well, he's in a spider costume, just like everybody else. So the Avengers start pounding on Spider-Man.
Ooh, wow.
He's like, wait, no, I'm the real one. Well, get out of here. You're not helping at all. You're hurting. And
that's interesting. So you think they're going to show, like, some of the Spider-Man villains with spider powers come in?
I don't think the villains, but okay, unless you count, it hasn't happened yet, but it's on one of the future covers. J. Jonah Jameson with spider powers.
I want to see that.
Oh, and by the way, he's mayor of New York. Just silence.
For Marvel Digital?
You cut out there.
How much is the monthly digital subscription for Marvel?
Like 12?
12?
Yeah.
I think.
But they increased it from 5 to 12 or what?
Well, for the unlimited online digital.
Okay.
But Spider Island is not.
Now, is it really unlimited?
It's whatever there.
Right, right.
You can read whatever online, which is not up to Spider Island. Like, I bought these in the comics.
But it'll be on there eventually, right?
In 6 months?
Okay. Phew. Man, wow. That's a long. Yeah, hopefully kinda, sooner. Yeah, I hope sooner.
I mean, you can read the preview online. It's free of Spider Island.
Yeah, I think I'll check that out. But I'm really wanting to dive back into comics. So the digital monthly thing, subscription thing is really looking good for me.
You can also have them just send them to your house. Just pay them a year.
The unlimited monthly.
Yeah, I do use it.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm gonna do. I guess I can wait, and just read other stuff till the ones I want comes on there. Because paying for individual ones, I don't know. That's gonna be.
But I will say this: they do like important issues. They skip them. Like I'll say, like issue 600. That was a big one. It's not there. It's not online.
Like, not online at all, or not online as in not on the unlimited, like you have to pay for it?
Well, I have not found it online.
Ah, gotcha.
And I have not found it in comics shops either. I've been to a couple looking for it.
Gotcha. I don't know. I'll have to check it out whenever I get some free time, now that I have internet. Yay, I have internet. But
all right.
What else? Anything else? Stuart?
I watched Conan the Barbarian for the first time.
Really? What you think?
I don't get it.
What?
That's what I was about to say. What do you mean you don't get it?
I don't understand why it's so popular.
Think back when it came out, like around that time or...
Yeah, okay.
Even it's think that, back to the 90s.
That movie
even.
And Blade Runner. I don't get why they're popular.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What?
Yeah, he told me about the Blade Runner last week. I was pretty shocked.
I'm gonna have to rewatch Blade Runner, but I remember it being like confusing, like in the same way Conan was to me. Like I had no idea what the hell was going on.
I'm trying to think back to Conan. I don't remember it being confusing. I remember it actually being kind of simple. Okay.
Like, I can understand Blade Runner, but I can't understand Conan. I mean, Blade Runner was...
Okay, like Conan was out in the wild, like, by himself. And then, like, some lady goes, hey, you want some warm fire? Yeah, okay. Let's have sex. Okay. And then she starts yelling some stuff, and then she shakes and shoots off into the night. As a ball of light, I'm like, what the hell just happened?
He's a barbarian. She's putting a spell on him.
What? Really? I had no idea. And then, like... He meets this guy and goes, hey, can I have food? Let's be friends.
Like I said, like poetic said, it's simple.
You have to think about the time period it was like based in.
Yeah.
Things let's go steal stuff out of that tower. Who are you? Another thief? Let's join up.
Exactly. Well,
things weren't as shady, back then as they are now. People were more trusting back then, way back then.
I'm adding lines that should have been there. Like just like, hey, what are you, another thief? And then all of a sudden they're working together. Like, there's not a lot of dialogue in that movie.
I think you're overanalyzing.
And there needs to be.
Yeah, you're trying to overanalyze it, man. I think you're taking it way beyond where Conan even thought to go.
It's a simple, relax, and watch movie. I mean...
Okay, well, yeah, I could do that if there was lots of fighting. There's not enough fighting to do that. It's a lots of him walking through towns, imitating snakes, meeting heads. It's a lot of that.
We don't have enough time to explain the intricacies of Conan. The maybe simple intricacies of Conan.
Maybe we'll have to all watch it on Netflix one night and explain it to you. And me can do commentary, Henry, to Stuart.
That's the thing. You would add dialogue that should be there. It's missing. Like if it had kind of dialogue explaining more what was going on, I would like it more. But, I mean, it's the fact that I don't know what the hell is going on, and they're not explaining a damn thing.
Well, I mean, it's not really, I mean, it was back in the 80s, like early 80s, I think, right? Or was it 70s?
82.
Yeah, early 80s. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just a simple movie, really. That's all I can really say off the top of my head.
I guess it's just too simple for me.
I guess. I mean, I guess you were just hearing people rant and rave about it, and you were expecting more than it actually was.
Well, yeah, considering it had so many sequels and a MMO, and it's been rebooted, so.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't it a comic book before a movie?
I don't know.
Or a book or something. It was. I think it was something. I don't know. But
there would have been at least narration there.
Yeah, I'm gonna Google it, but and get back to you, Stuart, later, off the air. But so that's about it, or
that's
anything
it.
Else? Alrighty, Henry, what's been up with you?
On that, man, not a really a whole lot, man. Just all about Deus Ex, man. I've been playing Deus Ex ever since I got it up until about last week, and it's a great game, man. It's a great game. Finally finished it. Finished the last boss battle, and it's a really, really, really great game. I mean, it does have its minor quibs and points to it. I won't get into the details of the storyline and stuff like that, but it is really a remarkable game. What they're doing with this game, what Square Enix did, it's not a new property. We all know that, but it is new to consoles. And I'm just curious to see what they're going to do going forward with this franchise, because this story takes place approximately about 20-some-odd years before the original Deus Ex. And I remember we had DeShane on the show a while back before the game came out, and I mean, you know, I'm already a big fan of stealth games, so I'm a Metal Gear Solid guy. I am a Splinter Cell conviction Splinter Cell guy anyway. So this game is right up my alley. Like I said, I can't give parts of the story without spoiling it. But if you haven't played Deus Ex, it is one of the best games to come out for this year, and probably it's going to be right in the running for Game of the Year this year for me personally. Right now they have a sale on it, so I guess by the time this goes up, you guys can catch that sale. It's on Amazon.com for $35. They're actually price matching Toys R Us, so if you want to go ahead and get it right now, Toys R Us has it and Amazon has it both on sale. Toys R Us has it in store for $35 too. So just go
right
check it
now
out.
On Amazon, it's $48.99.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
they must have raised the price back up then.
Yeah.
So just go to Toys R Us. Toys R Us still has it for $35.
Or GameFly to send it to me.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a good game. I mean, you know, I mean, it's a single player experience, but it's an RPG experience. Just kind of give you an idea, there are four different endings that I just found out today. There's technically three, but there's like a fourth that you can do also. So just play the game, man. I mean, it's a good game. Like I said, the game has minor things with the dialogue and the amount of direction and navigation. But once you learn the system, I would just recommend you just talk to somebody who played the game before, so you don't get too frustrated. I mean, the game is awesome. The one thing that I do like about the game is that you can go to any place on the map by doing multiple things. Some places require you to have different augmentations. Like sometimes you may want to get to an area, and the fastest way to get to the area is to break through a wall. Well, that requires you to upgrade your augment so you can break through the wall. But that's not the only way. You can crawl through vents. You can lift up, I don't know, refrigerators and crawl up under other things and structures. Sometimes you can learn how to cut off power to places, and then of course by cutting off the power you can use the elevators and things like that. So there's like 100 different ways to get to a certain spot if you just take the time to kind of look out. You can crawl up roofs and ladders and everything, scaffoldings. It's a focused and directed experience, but it allows you to tackle a room or whatever you're trying to go into, an office or even a stronghold the enemies have, you know, all locked down and everything. It allows you to approach it whichever way you want as far as stealth is concerned. But I mean, it's a good game. That's pretty much all I've been doing this week. According to Raptor, I put over 40 hours into it. So, you know, it's a good game, man.
Yeah. I saw you have a new podcast episode out.
Oh, yeah. I just put out another podcast. It's we're in Knox Broadcast. We're doing it like once a month. We're going to bring all the hosts back to do just a big variety show. So each show we've kind of talked together. We've kind of said, hey, we're going to have a guest on the show. So if you haven't listened to it yet, it's up on the feed now. And the guest this week is my mom and my grandmother. So you'll get a little bit deeper insight into the family. And, you know, check us out. Check out what we talk about. We touch on some issues of 9/11. And we just have a good time, man. Talk about cooking and everything else, man. And our brothers talk a little bit about we had a couple questions in community feedback, and we give everybody a shout out as far as the reviews and stuff go. So, I mean, it was a good time, man. Just check it out. It's on the feed.
Knox Family Variety Hour. Sounds like one of those jokes from the 70s.
I know, right?
you guys kept teasing food, so, you know, like 7-Up cake and...
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that.
7-Up cake's so good.
Oh, man. It's so good. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, but. So I've been doing that. I guess we got some other stuff scheduled. This week we got me and my wife. We're gonna go to the doctor so we can find out what the sex of the baby is. So we'll know whether it's a boy or a girl. So we'll find that out. So I'll know whether or not to go to the store and buy a basketball or go to the store and buy a shotgun. So. I'll be doing that.
You don't have one already? You live in Texas. Right? Come on now.
So I'll be doing that this week. But yeah, we'll be finding out what's going on. We were both excited about it. As far as gaming, I tried to get to the Gunslinger demo. Everybody's been hyping it up as probably one of the best directed Kinect titles that have come out for Xbox Live Arcade. So I haven't played it. Oh, you know what? This is what I want to talk about. And this really, it didn't make me mad. It just feels dumb to me. But you guys were talking to me back and forth on Twitter about Crimson Alliance. Okay, so now I found out that Crimson Alliance, if you don't know what it is, it's a, I guess I can't even say free to
pay,
play.
Pay
it's
to
a,
play.
Yeah, exactly. It's a pay to play game. They made it free on Xbox Live, and when you quote unquote buy it, you're not technically buying the actual game. You're just buying the structure in which the game runs on. But you still have to buy a character to even play the game, and that's 800 Microsoft points.
They've done that before on Xbox. I mean, they had that Hasbro Family Game Night where you could download it and then you had to buy the actual games through it. It didn't come with any games, and it was just a download.
You can play trial characters, which I did.
Yeah, but why don't you just okay? That does it. Just doesn't make any sense. Like, why not just put it out on Xbox Live? No, it doesn't.
No, when you're looking at the PC, and PC's doing great with all the free to play micro transaction stuff. So somebody goes, hey, we should do that for the Xbox too. That'd be great. We're going to start something brand new.
Well, no, we'll see.
And it's going to fail, though.
Hey, listen.
And they end up pissing people off.
Exactly.
No, it's not really about that. It's like, okay, if I go online and I play Battlefield, free-to-play, whatever it is, if I go online and I play, Infinity Blade on my iPhone, those games are free-to-play, like totally free-to-play. Which basically meaning that I can boot the game up and I can start from point A to point B, finish the entire game without buying a level, without buying an item, without doing anything. I can play the entire game without paying a dime for anything.
That is the correct way to do it.
Right. But what I'm saying is that the model that they did on Xbox Live is just dumb. Like,
it's because Microsoft's involved.
I still have to buy a game. Like, I still have to. If it's a character that I have to buy to play through the game, then technically you're not giving me the game because I can't do anything with it. So I'm still going to have to spend $10 to $15 in order to play anyway.
Well, you forget Microsoft is involved.
They did Age of Empires Online, and that is free to play.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, about their, as far as their Xbox goes, their Xbox brand goes, it seems like they always have to, you know, have some kind of money. You know, everything's got to cost something. What I think they should have done is it should have been 400 Microsoft points, you know, $5, you get one character, and then you could buy the extra characters after that.
Exactly. Or if you're going to make it quote-unquote free-to-play, give me the entire game and say, hey, you can't play co-op with friends. Or give me the entire game and say, hey, you can't play it more than once. Or I don't know. Just something other than what they did here. Like what they did here was just like what they should have done, and just put the game out at 800 or 1200 Microsoft points and say, hey, you can download the trial. And then you can play the trial just like every other Xbox Live Arcade game. And if you want to buy the full game, you have the option of paying $800 for one character or $1,200 for multiple characters or whatever. It just doesn't make any sense, the model that they exhibited. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, nobody else does that. Even PC games don't do that. Like, it's free to play. It's totally free to play. And if you want to buy item or character or class or whatever, that's your choice. But if you don't, then you can still play through the entire game with no hangups.
A correct free to play thing is, you know, you do get to play the entire game, but the unlocks, like the stuff you pay for, are actually stuff you'll get later in the game.
It's people who aren't patient enough.
Hours and hours down the game.
People who are not patient enough can buy their way through the game.
That's what the microtransactions for.
Right, exactly.
This way is not the way to do it.
And $15 isn't exactly micro.
I know.
$15 is like, you know, a fourth of a full, you know, $60 game. I mean, that's crazy. Like I said, I think it should have been like 400 points. You get a play, you know, for the whole game with one character, and then I don't know that since Microsoft has to have their money somehow. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. But really want to real quick. I saw something really cool today coming home from work.
You've been teasing me. What is it?
I wish I could have took a picture of it because you two might not believe me, but it was the Ghostbusters vehicle.
Oh, I believe you.
I mean, it was
driving down the road.
Exactly. I mean, it looked exactly like it to the T. I mean,
was there a camera truck following it? Are they shooting Ghostbusters 4?
Ghostbusters 3.
Oh, three. I count the game.
I didn't see a camera truck, of course, but I don't think they would shoot in Oklahoma. But I mean, seriously, it was like to the T. It was I mean, crazy. It had the stuff on the very top. I mean, had the you know, Ghostbuster logo on the back, and I mean, I was just like, I was wishing that, you know, there would be a red light so I could take a picture of it, but sadly no.
That's crazy. Was it a guy or girl driving, or
was it a guy in a brown jumpsuit? Because
I didn't see the driver. I was on the other side, but I mean, it was crazy. I mean, I saw it and I totally geeked out. I was like, you know, oh my god, really? And I was trying to grab my phone to try to take a picture real quick, but like I said, it was green light, so it just kept going and going and. Somewhere in Edmond, Oklahoma, there's someone who created a replica of the, you know, vehicle from the Ghostbusters.
I would have turned around and ran on foot after that thing.
I debated on it, but it was right after I got off work and I was just tired and just I didn't have the energy. But I saw it around, you know, around my work, and I live just a few blocks away, so. Hopefully, whenever I walk to and from work, I'm going to have my camera or my phone out at all time, ready to take a picture, because I definitely want to share it with y'all. But I thought that was just interesting. I didn't expect that. I did a double take too. I was like, wait, what? But yeah, and as soon as I came home, I googled the vehicle, the picture of the vehicle, to make sure, you know, to see how accurate it was. It was pretty accurate. I mean. That must have taken them a lot of time and money to, you know, do that. and they must have been, you know, big fans of the movie. But I guess besides that, I've got internet on Sunday, and I've watched. I'm happy and using it right now. But so far, I've finally downloaded the new all zombie Black Ops DLC, and I've played a little bit of it, not too much, but what else? I was about to download Gunslinger demo. Yeah,
it's fun. It really is.
Now, is that going to be a retail game or?
It is.
Okay.
And it comes with a game we all have, Fruit Ninja Connect.
Really? Yeah. So there's no way to just buy the Gunslinger?
No, I mean, but you can buy the game, and you know, like I said, you know, you can give the code away to somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, it comes with a code. Okay.
Yeah, it's a code. Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was like on the disc. No.
It is a code.
Okay, then. You know, I don't feel too bad. It depends on how the demo is, though. Of course, got to try that.
Yeah, they got smarter. It's kind of smarter about doing that because they realize people who already buy these things. You know, you're sitting up and you're like, you know, wow, I just missed out on a deal. You know, but at least they give you a code. So if you have multiple consoles, or if you got a buddy that wants the game, you can at least you can have something tangible that you can give away or something.
Exactly, and I can give, if I do end up picking up, I can give it away to a lucky listener.
Yep.
Who, you know, probably I'll still end up having it, because whenever I try giving games away, no one seems to really want them.
But you can give them people who write in, answer questions, voicemails.
Yeah, that's true. Probably need to do that with the Steam games I have now, but. I'll look into that this week. But anyways, watched the end of Torchwood, another episode of Doctor Who, Breaking Bad, which, oh my god, that if you guys haven't watched Breaking Bad, you need to get on it. First three seasons are on Netflix instant watch.
Oh yeah.
Now.
Yeah, me and my wife said as soon as we finish Mad Men season 4, we're going to start on Breaking Bad. So we're trying to give it a little bit of time, cuz we're going to start back on that, then we're going to go back to Weeds, and then we're going to watch that and Breaking Bad kind of intertwining, because both those series kind of make sense together, you know, watching them together.
Kind of, yeah.
Because, you know, you got one guy selling meth and you got a suburban mom selling weed, you know, so.
Yeah, but I think Breaking Bad's, the story is a lot better, though.
Oh, honestly. Yeah. I mean, I have no doubt. I mean, especially from everybody talking about it.
The last season I saw was 5 of Weeds, and it kind of fell apart.
We're just now finishing season 2 of Weeds, so we're still in the good part from what people say.
Yeah, season 3 I think is pretty good, but
I just added Weeds to my.
Yeah, they just added the 6th season, which is this current season, but it's last season. And
yeah, Weeds is pretty good, but from whatever, I haven't seen Breaking Bad, but I know I'm going to enjoy it, because from everybody, from you and everybody in the community just raving over Breaking Bad. So
I've seen the first season of Breaking Bad, so I know who they're talking about.
Yeah, the first season only 7 episodes, so it's pretty quick, but it's so good. Where the Bryan Cranston, the guy who was the dad on Malcolm in the Middle, he's won 3 Emmys for the 3 seasons that it's been on, and you know, probably gonna win a 4th one.
My sister does not like the commercials for Breaking Bad, because she goes, "That's Malcolm's dad. He's bald. That's not right."
Oh, but if you watch it, you forget he was the dad, and you just think of him as Walter White. That's who I can only think of him as Walter White now. Whenever I see him, it's crazy. But yeah, definitely enjoying that. What else? Like I said, played a little bit of the Moon Zombies, which that's pretty tough. That really is challenging, because I'm playing it solo. I was playing it solo last night, and you know, no idea what I was doing, and died a few times real quick. And
yeah,
it's pretty interesting though, how like the when you're in space, the gravity is like lower, and when you run, you kind of float up a bit, and totally cool feel to it. Hopefully I can get one of my buddies I know who has it to play with, and get through it some more, but that's basically it. I mean, just work, watching some TV. Well, of course, I watched their I Recommend movie, of course. We'll talk about that later, but I'm just waiting for Gears, honestly. Gears 3. I've already got it paid for in full, so just waiting for September 20th to pick it up.
Yeah, man. And just anticipation, man. But these days are going by pretty quick, man. It's already September 13th already.
Yeah, a week away.
It's crazy, man. I mean, yeah, we got, yeah. So we, I mean, next Tuesday.
I got to find people to play with, to play through the campaign.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy, man.
So are you telling me I'm going to be doing a show by myself next week?
I mean, we can record it early if you guys want to. I mean, just so we'll have, the day to, to play it or whatever. But that's up to you guys. But, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Or either we can just record the podcast while we're playing it, then just let Stuart, talk about nothing during the
talk,
time we're playing.
Talk
it.
About other stuff, and we'll just be like, yeah, okay, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Holy crap, did you see that, Henry?
Yeah.
But, alrighty, I guess, so, Henry, what do you got to bring to the table for this week's show?
This week it was just something funny that Kotaku posted up, on their website. You can go, name of the article, basically reads, see the anti-iPhone game that Apple doesn't want you to play. I don't know if you got a chance to, watch the video, but I'll just kind of briefly go over it. What happened is, I guess it was today. I tried to download the game today. I did a search for it on iTunes. It's not up anymore. So, of course, by the time you hear this, it won't be up, of course. But I guess a indie developer, they don't say who the person's name is yet, but he developed this game. It was an iPhone app that was placed on the iTunes store. Well, this game pretty much consists of the process in which a smartphone is made, aka the iPhone or whatever. I guess the first level you start off in this game, you start off as a guard, and you're making these people mine for minerals. And they're like digging for minerals and everything, and you play a guard, and you touch on the screen, and you make the guards, kind of walk, in front of them, and you make them mine for minerals. And it's so funny because while you're playing these things, like the guy who made the game or the commentator is actually giving you real information on, things of this nature. Like he's going through and telling you, hey, so many people mine these, things, for real, people die during this process, and people are beaten and so on and so forth. He names a couple of the countries and everything. And I guess the second stage, which is I won't say it's funny, but I mean the way it's portrayed in this game is just crazy. Of course, we all know about Foxconn and how Foxconn workers have been and are. Had committed suicide in the past, and they had to build nets and stuff like that to catch the workers around the entire building. And we know that Foxconn makes electronics for everybody: Microsoft, Apple, Sony, so on and so forth. But in this in particular stage, you touch on the screen, and it's a big factory building, and the workers are jumping out of the window, and you play these two guys at the bottom of the screen. Have like a trampoline, and they fall on the trampoline and they bounce up, and you have to catch them, and they go back inside the building. But of course, all these workers are jumping out, and it gets harder and harder jumping out of the building. And if you miss them, they splat on the ground or whatever. It's just crazy. And there's a couple more other stages where like consumers are coming to the iPhone store early, and you play a guy who's like, I guess an iPhone. I mean, electronic store salesman, and you're like killing customers and everything, trying to keep them away before the release of the whatever phone or whatever. So it's pretty crazy, and I understand why they took it down, but it's I mean this game does put into perspective what you would never think about. You know, I mean, we buy these smart devices and smartphones and just electronics, period, you know, that are being created on the backs of people that are experiencing, you know, anguish and just turmoil. I'm pretty sure the game will be out on PC or some type of emulator. I'm pretty sure they'll have videos of it too later on. So
Android, probably.
Check it out.
I imagine it'll be on Android soon.
More than likely so. I don't know if they will let it stay up for long, but
well, the developer can put the file like on his site or whatever, and with Android you can download apps and stuff from outside the Android marketplace.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, well, I mean, more than likely it'll probably be up there. Yeah, it'll probably be up then. But it's crazy. I mean, but more than that, it's actually, I mean, just to speak of this, I mean, it's actually a pretty, you know, well-made game. Like, I mean, if this game wasn't really portraying anything about electronics or iPhones or whatever, like as a game within itself, it looks like it's pretty fun. Like it's pretty cognitive as a game. It's not just bleeps and bloops just going by. There's no, somebody animated this stuff. It's a real nice game. It's a touch game. It's responsive. I mean, it looks, from what it looks like, the game mechanics are pretty fun, but, and it has a pretty informative theme behind it. So, I mean, it just tripped me out when I saw the article post.
Definitely sounds interesting, and I kind of hope it does come to Android so I can check it out.
Yeah.
or I guess to PC or, you know, some other platform where I'm able to check it out, since Apple took it off the App Store, because I'd probably boot up my iPod Touch if it was still on there, because it sounds interesting. But I guess, anything else you wanted to talk about, Henry?
No, not this week, man. It's been pretty pretty quiet. Like you were saying before, everybody's just waiting on Gears. I guess kind of touch on, huh?
Calm before the storm.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I guess to kind of touch on, I guess something, you know, that everybody's been talking about, of course, is the Gears. The online pass. We touched on it last week, but you know, they come out with more details about other games that are starting the same trend. So, you know, LA Noire was, I think LA Noire was the first. Gears was the second people to do it. I think Mortal Kombat did it with their online pass thing, where you download all the DLC. So, this is going to be the norm from now on. I mean, we see it coming, and like I said, I think it's a great idea. I mean, it gives me everything that I need. I pay one price up front. I don't have to worry about downloading everything else. So when Battlefield 3 comes out, if they have an online pass, I'm probably going to get it. Probably going to pay the little $20 to get it. And I don't have to worry about, you know, oh, I got to buy this map pack. I got to download this map pack now. I gotta wait, and this DLC is coming out. No, I got the online pass. I'm comfortable. I know that everything that comes out from now until whenever the game stops putting stuff out, I'll have it. So
yeah, and I hope more of the companies decide to do what Modern Warfare 3 is doing. They're with their limited edition, or hardened, I guess they're calling it.
Yeah, the hardened edition.
It comes with, you know, it comes with their pass, which I think if you buy it, the hardened edition, you actually save $10 on, if you would have rather bought the, you know, game and then the Call of Duty Elite. So, you know, you're saving $10 and you're getting everything at once, you know. You're guaranteed full package.
Yeah. I mean, especially with a game like COD. I mean they have made the map pack, you know, I mean, the map pack has become synonymous with $15, you know. So, I mean, we know it's going to be $15, and we know they're going to release at least three of them, if not more. So, you know, that's 30, you know, that's $45, you know. So it's just a smart decision to go ahead and get the online pass.
Yeah, and they're promising, I think, with the Call of Duty Elite, they're promising, like, I think four map packs and then other content each month, like every
yeah,
month.
Exactly, yeah.
Plus the stat tracking and all that stuff. So it's kind of cool, I guess, if you're that hardcore into Modern Warfare or Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I probably will end up picking it up, because I just have a bunch of friends who I, you know, will probably end up playing with. So I don't know. I'm still debating whether or not I'm having to make a budget, you know, sit down, make a budget, see what all games are coming out, which ones I'm going to pick, and do the responsible adult thing and not just buy everything whenever I get paid.
That's what I do.
But, Henry, or not Henry, but Stuart, what do you got?
GameStop's apparently going to make their own Android tablet. Like, it's just...
What do you think of it?
I don't know.
Well, the way I see it is, you know, if you go into a GameStop, you hear, like, about, you know, on the TVs, every now and then they'll have commercials for Kongregate Games, which is, like, this site that has, like, tons of different Flash games, like, thousands and thousands and thousands, if not, you know, a lot more. And there's actually an app for Android. I'm not sure if there's one for iOS. There might be, but there's an app for Android, I guess, for the Kongregate games. So, I'm guessing they're going to be doing an Android tablet where you're able to do that, and I guess they're going to partner with other Flash game company sites.
After this comes out, do you think, you know, about 4 days afterwards I can walk in there and buy a used one?
Probably so, because, you know, I don't know. That'll be pretty interesting, but I'm just curious to see, you know, what makes this different from other tablets, like if you can get an Android tablet and still get the same type of stuff, if it's gonna have like exclusive stuff that you can't get on the Android marketplace, or if it's gonna, you know, just have, you know, the Kongregate app, you know, or other stuff. I mean
it'll be sold like right next to the used iPhones and iPads and iPods, right? Because they're also going to be doing that. And those will be used.
Yeah. Okay. Kongregate.com says 47,450 free games. So I guess, you know, since they're partnered with GameStop, yeah, on the top of the site it says part of the GameStop network. So I guess maybe GameStop actually owns them. So I could actually see, like, you know, them really being able to, you know, get an Android, you know, use the Android OS with some type of hardware, and you put all these games, you know, have access to all these games for it, and somehow make it. I don't know. It's definitely interesting. I saw this on Twitter, and that's the first thing I thought of. But I don't know. What do you think about it, Henry?
I don't know, man. I mean, it's just I'm not real big into the whole tablet thing. I still find them to be, you know, I mean, I still find them to be, you know, of a good use, but I just don't know.
Hi, my name is Jim Green.
What was that about?
I don't know.
I opened a web page and a video started playing.
But like I say, I mean, I don't really know. I mean, you know, it just depends on what it is. Because I think we were having a conversation about this throughout the past week. Because Blue Man was tweeting out about a tablet. There's just so many of them out there. There's the HP. There's a bunch of other brands. There's this thing they got going on now. This is just my own personal opinion. I don't see them as useful. Like, I feel like if I'm gonna go out and spend, you know, $350 to $400. I'm just going to go ahead and get a netbook, or either a full on, you know, laptop, or, you know, a much smaller laptop if I'm concerned about space and stuff like that, or a tablet where I can not a tablet like a PowerBook where I can flip it over, you know, and then be able to play with it and still be able to record podcasts or post something for my job or post on the website or whatever. I can, you know, I know I can do that stuff with a tablet, but it just feels like the functionality will be a little bit more limited than if I had a laptop in my hand. Because, I mean, well, I got an iPhone, so I do everything I want to do on my iPhone. So,
well, almost every major, you know, quality tablet, the one Blue Man was tweeting about being like $100. That's a piece of crap.
Right, exactly. But see, the quality ones, you know, like, you know, the iPad 2 and the Motorola and things like that, like they cost, you know, $350 to $500 in some cases. And I'm like,
You can get some for around $200 to $250, but I mean, most of them you can get.
Yeah, but they'll be nerfed though. Like they won't.
Huh. Well, no, I mean, there's actually a couple really good ones I've seen around $250, but most of the decent ones you can get cases that, you know, have the keyboard that, you know, either Bluetooth or docks in and becomes a keyboard.
Yeah.
So you can use it like you would a netbook. And a netbook's around $250 to $300.
Yeah. See, netbook is, you know, $250, $279, something like that or whatever. I'm like, why even go through that whole process of trying to? I don't know. That's just in my own personal opinion. And then that would make me have three devices. I already have a laptop, so you mean I'm gonna have a laptop, a tablet, and an iPhone? Like I don't know. It's just anything that I could possibly imagine to do. I feel like I can either do it on my laptop or I can do it on my iPhone. I don't need a third device.
Well, what about the? The Amazon tablet, you know, it's also a Kindle. That's, you know, it's rumored to be about $250 and coming with a year of Prime.
Well, every tablet can use Kindle though.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like even my iPhone can do that. Like I can just download the Amazon app, and if I'm a Prime member, I can just access it all my books through the app, and I can read whatever I want to read. So that really doesn't. You see what I'm saying? Like it's like for me, the price doesn't overweigh the commodity, you know. So it's like
it's a larger screen. The batteries, you know, it's better than like a smartphone. You have the large screen is really what makes it, you know, that. And
yeah,
the,
exactly. Yeah.
The reason I want a tablet is, you know, like we were talking about before, online comics. You can read them on your phone, but I mean, if you got a tablet, that is the size of a comic book, and you can just kind of lay there and read them.
But see, you can do the same thing with a netbook, though. That's what I'm saying.
You got that. You can set that thing on your stomach or something, but it's still.
And you can hold the netbook, or you can hold the tablet like an actual book. Not like you can't really do that with because you have the keyboard and it's in an L shape instead of being able to lay it like completely flat like a book.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that, but I don't know. Like those things may add the value to be able to push you over the edge. All I'm saying is that those little things to me seem really minute. And just not enough to make me say, okay, this thing is worth $300, $350, you know, to be able to lay it on my chest or to be able to, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't, like those
it's,
minor
it's
things
just not for
push
you.
Me. Yeah, it just doesn't push me over the top to take that plunge and paying the money for it. But, I really do have to commend GameStop. Like a lot of people hate GameStop for whatever reason. Like I don't understand the hatred for them. Like GameStop is smart. Like GameStop is not going the way of Blockbuster. They recognize that you know, GameStop recognizes technology and they want to be in the place. Like they bought Impulse. They bought the online service, which is going to be kind of like the OnLive, a gaming service. They're doing the tablet functionality. They're doing trade up programs. You know, the Power Up Plus card program. Like GameStop knows how to maneuver with where technology is going, and a tablet is just another avenue of making revenue. And you know, with their brand name on it. So I think it's smart, and I personally commend them.
Yeah. As far as a tablet, I'm actually in the market for one. I'm waiting till about end of September, beginning of October, to see if, you know, I can get a touchpad in between then now and then. If not, I'm gonna go with, you know, one of the good Android ones because I've been saving up. But for me, it's totally worth it because, you know, I want to have the comic book functionality of it. I want to be able to have something a lot more portable than a netbook or a laptop, you know, something I can you know, get ebooks like for my textbooks. So, you know, something large enough, because, you know, I can, you can do all that stuff on their phones, but the large screen just really makes it work. And I mean, I've been doing ebook or e-textbooks, I guess you would call them, on my computer, on my laptop, but it's just, I don't know, it's just not the same as, you know, having a book like device, you know, like a Kindle or something like that. But I can't buy just a standalone product, you know, like a Kindle. I've got to buy something that has multi-functionality, you know, for more bang for my buck, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess from what I've seen, the rumors of the Kindle tablet, it seems like, I don't know, it seems like it's a really nerfed, you know, really simple tablet, like nothing too fancy, nothing to go crazy over, you know, geek out, tech crazy, but just simple this for like the people who bought the Kindle. But it's going to sell like crazy nonetheless. It's definitely... Yeah.
I think it will too. Cause, I mean, because they got built-in advertisers. I mean, everybody that walks in the door, they're going to be able to advertise to them. Every magazine they ship out, they got, you know, they got a forefront page where they can advertise on there too. So I think it's going to be a success.
You not only have the Kindle, but if they somehow can put their their video streaming stuff, you know, for Prime members and their video on demand, if they can somehow come out with an app for all that.
Oh, they will.
Which I know they will, but I'm just saying, you know, since it hasn't happened, they got the music streaming service, which, you know, is pretty amazing right now.
I use it.
Yeah, I use the Google one, the Google Music, but I was using the Amazon one before the Google Music came out, which actually the Google Music actually just came out for iOS, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it still trial or beta?
I think it's still beta, yeah. Okay. But I have like 7 codes, if not more, so if anybody wants a code, let me know. I think I've only given one out, but yeah, it's going to be crazy. They can make so much money off of a tablet. I mean, and like I said, it's just going to be a simple, like, I think it's not even going to be dual core. It's just going to be a single core. But, you know, the people who bought a Kindle, you know, paid $100, $200, $300. I think, wasn't it $300 when it originally came out? Like,
yeah, it was like $300 when it first came out on Amazon. Yeah,
I think those people would definitely be like, you know, I paid, you know, $200, $300 for this, or even like $150. I could spend, you know, a little extra, and then I can surf the web and watch movies and music and still have my Kindle. And mm-hmm. So it's smart. It was funny. One of my coworkers was messing with another coworker and saying, you know, so what's going to happen when the internet shuts? What's going to happen when the internet shuts down? You know, because Amazon went out of business, and then my other coworker was like, really? And the guy who was messing with him said, no, Amazon's got more money than God. Come on now. so that was pretty funny to see happen. I was like,
man, what if the internet actually did shut down, man? I would be in a world of hurt, man, because I'm like everything in my house is pretty much, with the exception of what I have in my drawer as far as games and the little bit of movie collection that I have left, like everything is in the cloud. Everything I do is all streaming now.
Yeah.
Well,
crazy.
Al Gore just has to, you know, just has to flip a switch and it's off. So, you know, he did create it, right?
Well, right now, he's having his 24-hour climate marathon, whatever the hell that is.
I know.
But
I have no idea.
Oh, man.
But I guess, you know, talking about Amazon and tablets, the big rumor, like I think, started yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Amazon's coming out, Amazon's going to come out with a Netflix-like or Netflix-style service for...
Okay. Henry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I think he dropped out.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering, is it just me?
No, I think he's Oh, it has a different symbol now. It does something different whenever somebody drops out. Like, it doesn't have the little bands. It has this little subtle little three dot structure on it.
So what happened there?
I guess it dropped.
I dropped. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I'm connected through an Ethernet cable, so that is pretty weird. What was the last thing y'all heard me say?
You were setting up the segue for him to go into the next topic for Netflix.
Oh, I had already started it, so I guess that's when I dropped. But yeah, we were talking about, you know, Amazon, like, you know, having more money than God and all kinds of crazy stuff, and how their tablet, you know, well, this is another, you know, I guess, setup, not for the topic, but for them to come out with a tablet. Well, at least this rumor is. Amazon, basically, the rumor is they're going to come out with a Netflix-style, I guess, all-you-can-eat type, you know, unlimited digital book service, ebook, Kindle, whatever. That'll be, well, it's saying it'll be part of the Amazon Prime.
Okay, so it's a subscription for every book, okay.
So, I guess, you know, you get Amazon Prime, you get, or what it's looking like, you get Amazon Prime, $80 a year, you get free two-day shipping. I think it's $3 or $4 for one-day shipping, which isn't too bad. You get the instant video, Prime video service, and looks like you're going to be getting, like, Kindle, like, unlimited Kindle-type books, e-books. So what do you guys think about this?
That's kind of cool. I think that's, you know, that's definitely well on their way of them becoming even richer than God. But because there'll be a lot of people who subscribe to that.
Yeah, because yeah, I mean, I it's only. It's, oh, go ahead.
No, I mean, I think it's good, especially for people who read books, because books have become, you know, one of those commodities that are getting, you know, so I guess not old and outdated, but just kind of scarce to find. And then when you find some, like, they're cheap sometimes, but sometimes the price can be, you know, I mean, really exuberant. So books are kind of up and down, and, you know, you don't want to take up a whole lot of space. So as far as being digital, where you can just grab what you want, read it, you know, and, you know, have it always at your access. I mean, I think it's great, and not have to always have to buy it or try to search around for it or try to scrounge around for the audiobooks or something like that. You can just do this, and everything will be at your fingertips, you know.
Yeah, and as far as, like, digital goes, they're digital. They're not, like, it's not exactly like they're having to print out copies and ship them and
right, all exactly.
The costs for that. I mean, so I can see them, you know, paying, like, the publishing companies, you know, a big chunk, you know, for the rights to stream or to, you know, I guess, distribute them digitally through the service.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a no-brainer, because, I mean, I just think it just seems so, you know, so, like, a, you know, like I said, no-brainer, because it just seems like more money, you know, more money for everybody, and the consumer's better off, because, I mean, $80 a year, that's, you know, that's less than $7 a month for, you know, free two-day shipping on items. What is it? Free two-day shipping on items. It's basically almost like Netflix Instant Watch. It doesn't have as much, but has a lot of the stuff that, you know, that's on Instant Watch, and, you know, this, I guess. So basically, Amazon's trying to be the one-stop shop place to go for everything.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of thought they were already, but...
Well, now they're going digital with everything, so...
Yeah. The only thing Amazon needs to do is partner up. Like, that's the biggest thing that stops a lot of companies from progressing to where they need to. And it's the same way with Sony's new service. What is it going to be called? The thing for PSP. They're going to have it on multiple carriers for the Xperia Play and all that stuff and everything. But But anyways, Amazon needs to pair up with the likes of Microsoft, Sony, anybody they can get their hands on, even Apple, even their competitors like Android and stuff like that. They need to get partnered up with those people, get on those devices, like, you know, not so much the software side, but, you know, get on those devices, get their apps out there so they can advertise. And, you know, I would even recommend, I mean, they have the money to do it. They have the money just to, hey, just make an app that just says, hey, this is our Amazon preview app. And the preview stuff, the preview build where you can view, you know, the Amazon Prime movie service and everything, and just have it say, hey, well, you can enjoy all these services and everything if you just sign up for our, you know, whatever subscription or whatever. And then we get more people that way. But, I mean, devices are the biggest thing, dude. Like,
well, they have like a ton of Android devices. I mean, they even have their own Android app store where they they release a free app a day. Like, a paid app becomes free for a certain day, and I mean, they've launched Plants vs. Zombies and free for the first day, and Peggle, and tons of really good apps where, you know, they're just drawing people in, you know, to, and a lot of paid apps where they've discounted them to, like, I guess they've had like certain document apps where you can, like, I guess view and edit like PowerPoint and Microsoft Word and a bunch of stuff like that. They've like cut the price down and stuff like, so, you know, their tablet's going to be an Android tablet. So they basically are just trying to say, here's your device to basically get all of our services. You know, pay us money to access our services that you have to pay us more money to get, which is just, it's just brilliant. I mean, they're probably one of the smartest companies I can think of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the way they're setting everything up, the way, you know, the right order they're setting it up. I mean, they released all these different things, the app, Android App Store, where all the other Android devices are able to use, not just their tablet, you know, that they're going to come out with, the music service for Android. I'm not sure if the iPhone can use it or not. I honestly don't know. And I mean, all their services, basically, except the Instant Watch, the Prime Video thing, all their other stuff people are able to use on other devices right now. So Amazon's always been able, really been, you know, partnering with all these other companies, because the Kindle's on like everything. Like everything. It's crazy. Yeah. Blackberries, you know, the WebOS, iOS, Android. I don't, just, it's amazing. PCs, Macs, but I'm definitely looking into the, I'm definitely can't wait to see if this is true. I hope it's true. I really do. Cause, you know, I'd love to read certain books that come out, but it's just, I don't have time for a lot of books. And, you know, if I would read them, it would be digitally like this. Cause I could just read it, you know, have my device, my phone. I could just read it on my phone whenever I had a free minute. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of spoiled with the Netflix and all the, you know, monthly all-you-can-eat type subscriptions. I'm kind of spoiled with that, so that type of model. So this would definitely be for me. But that also poses a question of, will this put the nail in the coffin for all the bookstores, the physical bookstores? Because Borders, they're closing down this Friday, the 16th. That's going to be the last day.
Man.
And I'm definitely going to... I looked online and there's not a Borders around me, sadly. Or I would have went to... Because right now, everything's like 70 to 90% off. I got an email on Sunday about that. So if you have a Borders around you, I definitely would check it out. Because they not only have books, they have CDs and DVDs and Blu-rays. And so... 70 to 90% off. I'm sure there's some stuff, you know.
And see that kind of goes back to, you know, they, you know, I mean, so many brick and mortar stores are failing to realize that technology, cloud-based, you know, subscription services is where it's going to go. And, you know, they're failing to realize that, you know, I would even, if I'm a place like Barnes & Nobles or somebody like that, I will be partnering up with companies like Amazon to say, hey, you know, we will sell your subscription service and you'll get access to everything that we have access to. Because eventually you will take over, especially if a service like this takes off like Netflix and it gets more and more prevalent among the masses and people know, like, okay, perfect example. My wife just bought The Help, and I'm pretty sure that book cost anywhere from maybe $16 to $35. You know, if you told her, say, hey, we'll charge you $15 a month and you'll have access to every book that you could ever dream about, she'll be right on it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the majority of people that walk in Barnes and Nobles. It's just that not everybody knows about technology in that way. But look at Netflix. People started getting Netflix, and Netflix shot out like a wildfire when they went cloud based. So, you know, it's just, you know, but
that can also go the opposite way, because
probably
here's an example. Audible.com. You know, I get books from them all the time.
Shout out to Angry Man Podcast. Free trial.
It's worth it.
Hush. We've been trying to get our own, so don't just forget what he said. I'm going to edit that out.
All right.
Audible.com is a wonderful
service.
Yes, we definitely love it.
Anyway, like the Game of Thrones book. You can walk into a bookstore and buy that for like $20. On Audible.com, it's $50.
Yeah, it's true.
Wow.
But I think Amazon service is different because they're giving you access to it. So you can, because once you read the book, you may want to go revisit it, you know, later on. But once you read the experience, you've already read the experience. And that's if you want to buy the book. And I'm pretty sure Amazon will run a deal because they have, you know, physical copies and stuff like that. They even have digital copies that you could buy. I'm pretty sure Amazon will be able to say, hey, you're a book subscribing member. We'll give you so much off of this already sales price. And you'll probably get it, you know, for cheaper, because it's not like you're buying the whole book.
Or they'll be like, you read this, you can keep it for just, you know,
exactly
this amount of money.
Exactly.
Kind of like how Gamefly, you know, they send you a game and they're like, you want to keep it? You can keep it for a discounted price. But
yeah, exactly.
But I think real quick, Barnes & Noble, they have a chance because they have their Nook and their Nook color line, their brand, where it's kind of like the Kindle service where they're able, where, you know, you have your ebook readers slash, I guess, the Nook color 2 might actually kind of be a tablet, but they have that, you know, they just need to partner with the, I guess, book companies to make a subscription type service like this. You know, they have a chance to kind of survive, but ultimately Amazon's going to, you know, they're just going to rule all. And I love Amazon. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm waiting on a package that should arrive tomorrow from Amazon.
Yeah, and I mean, I have Amazon Prime because I'm a student, and you know, if you they always have like a free year for students if you just give your student email or whatnot. So, and I love the service. And once
I wonder if mine will still work.
Well, I mean, it looks like I'm assuming if this whole subscription based book service thing is true, you might want to jump on it, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't, you know, I use Audible. I don't really read because I don't have time to read.
Yeah.
But I like to get through books, so I consume mostly in audio form. But you know, there are still books that are not in audio form that I still want to read.
Yeah, I mean, it, like I said, it's like $670 a month, and you get the 2-day free shipping for, you know, items for a year. Prime eligible, of course, but there are tons of, I mean, most are. You get the video streaming service, which has tons of stuff as well, and you'll end up getting this if the rumor's true. So that's a lot of content for your dollar.
Do you think they will raise the price though?
I don't know, honestly. I'm not sure. I would say probably not, because the whole thing about the free shipping, that's a way for that means, you know, oh, I'm gonna just, you know, I'm not gonna buy this from this site, I'm gonna buy it from Amazon because I have the, you know, I can get it in 2 days. free shipping. It's a little cheaper. Oh, I'm not going to buy it at Best Buy because I can just get it in 2 days from Amazon and it's cheaper. So as far as that goes, I think that that's just an it's that they just do that as an incentive for you to buy from them and no one else. Mm-hmm. So I think the main thing would be the main cost would be for the videos and the books. And the videos, like I said, they're not really – they have some good stuff. I've looked through it just, you know, I don't have access to it because my account's a free account for student. I just have the free shipping. But I've looked through it, and they have a bunch of old stuff, which I'm sure doesn't cost them much to get the rights to stream since they already have that stuff on their, you know, on their servers from the video on demand. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Definitely looking forward to it. I think the rumor was that the tablet's going to come out either this month or next month. Or I'm thinking next month. Next month or around November. Perfect time for Christmas.
I always find it kind of funny, the difference between hardware releases and software releases. Because with software releases, we know months in advance when something's coming out. Hardware is always a freaking surprise.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I guess that's it. I guess we can go into. I guess Ira.
Well, we should mention that Henry's gone.
Yeah, Henry had to leave, and he left us his shout out. So we'll say it at the end of the show. But I guess I recommend your week, Stuart.
Yeah, I recommended The Shadow, an old '90s movie. Starring Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up this page right now so I can actually read from it.
Tim Curry is in it.
Yes, Tim Curry is also in
it. I love Tim Curry.
He makes things better.
He makes everything better.
The Shadow was originally a comic in a magazine, and then it became like a radio show.
It has that vibe.
It's like set in the 30s, which is kind of when it came out, like when it debuted was in 1930. And what The Shadow is, he's kind of a superhero. He's Batman mixed with a Jedi.
Mixed with like Dick Tracy.
Yes.
That's what I thought. I was like, it's Batman meets Dick Tracy meets, you know, Jedi, because he has some of those Jedi mind tricks.
Yes.
Which works on almost everybody.
Yes. Alec Baldwin, of course, plays the Shadow, and he's skinny. I forgot how skinny he was.
Well, he's a lot younger too.
That too. But yeah, like when he becomes the Shadow, like his face completely changes. So that's one of the best kind of secret identities is, you know, even if you take like the scarf off his face, you still can't tell who he is.
Because
his nose changes, he gets a more pronounced chin.
Yeah, this definitely kind of holds up, but kind of doesn't at the same time.
Yeah,
if that makes any sense.
Some of the acting definitely doesn't, but I mean the
music sounds like Batman. I mean, it does.
Yeah,
I kept hearing the music, and I'm thinking this sounds like Batman. It sounds like something that would be in Batman, but go ahead.
Like the special effects, I think, held up perfectly. Like, there's little that can be done better nowadays.
Yeah, well, there wasn't a real need to do too much special effect.
I mean, like when you see the shadow on the wall, because you know, like that's the whole thing. He can cloud everybody's mind so they can't see him. Except the only thing they see is his evil part, which is his shadow, which kind of gives him the name Shadow.
Yeah. It was definitely interesting. I thought it was entertaining. The beginning was kind of slow, but I definitely started watching.
Yeah, with him being like
evil or
Tibetan overlord.
Yeah, that was kind of like, what? Really?
And then... Oh no! Actually, he's actually kind of rich back in you know these states.
That sounds familiar.
But he doesn't use gadgets. Well, okay, unless you count his lair and the rings.
Yeah, but I think I really started paying attention once that once the lady came into play.
Yeah, Margot Lane, the love interest.
She was attractive, I gotta say.
Penelope Ann Miller.
She's probably old and, you know, really old now, but back then she was attractive.
Yeah, and it also kind of helps that what she wore was kind of thin and was windy.
And she was the one the mind tricks would not work.
Yes, because she could read minds.
So I guess it canceled out.
I like when he's trying to use his Jedi mind power.
Are you drunk?
Forget ever meeting me.
She was like,
why would I do that?
She was like, are you drunk? Oh, I seriously laughed at that. I was like, wow, that's funny. That was a good scene. That was pretty funny. Because it brought some realism.
We make the jokes that he uses Jedi mind tricks, but he really does the, you know, like, these are not the droids you're looking for. Like, he really does that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
You forget the shadow ever existed. Well, the shadow never existed.
Yeah, stuff like, yeah. Which, you know, of course, that's the first thing that pops in my head is, oh, that's Jedi. That's Jedi stuff.
And, let's see, the bad guy. The descendant of Genghis Khan. What'd you think of him?
He was interesting. I kind of thought it was weird that he cut his hair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he originally, like, he looked like, you know, a Khan.
And then all of a sudden he's got short hair.
Well, like, I love the interaction between them, like when they're in the Shadows Lair, kind of in the middle. Like
American bourbon.
Yeah, so I was like, he's like talking like, oh, yes, back when you were a warlord, you raised this town. I want American bourbon. Where'd you get that tie?
Yeah, it's definitely silly and goofy and not... it's not like... It's a fun movie to watch, basically. It's not something that's... It's not like a, you know, cinematic masterpiece or, you know, a Citizen's Kane, so to speak.
Yeah, I think Henry would want us to say his favorite part of the movie, which was we removed your frontal lobe, part of the brain that no one ever uses, unless you believe in telepathy.
Yeah, but I guess I enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it. It was humorous.
That scene that we were talking about a couple weeks ago with you know that the family guy made fun of. The whole ripping the face off.
Yeah.
That scene, as a young kid, that gave me nightmares.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely was interesting.
Because, like it shows him, like, picking a little piece off his skin, and he sticks his finger up in it, and his whole hand is in his face.
Yeah. I just thought of the Family Guy one since I saw the Family Guy one first, but and I just thought of Hank Hill, because when he's doing it, he rips his face off, and it's Hank Hill.
Yeah.
And then Peter says something about propane, which just makes it even funnier. But
actually, no, I think that's what he says. He says propane.
Yeah. But yeah, I could see how the shadow scene would give a kid nightmares. I could see that. But yeah. I guess I'm glad I watched it now when I'm 21 and not when I was like 7 or 8 or whenever.
See, how old was I?
When did it come out? What year?
94.
Ah,
I was about 6.
I would have been 5. Yeah, 4 or 5, somewhere around there. But yeah. And I guess anything else on this, Stuart?
No, it's still a good campy movie.
Oh, definitely. Like I said, it's just a fun movie to watch. And it's not that long. It's about an hour and a half, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess with the next week's, I recommend it is Henry's turn, right?
I believe so. Henry, what do you got?
He has the anime series Gungrave, because
I think William dropped again. I'm all alone.
I think...
Okay, you're back.
I'm back?
Yes, you're back now.
I left. I didn't know I left.
Yes, you went mute.
Oh, I was talking the whole time. But what was the last thing I said?
Gungrave.
Yeah, Gungrave, which is an anime, and I think I've seen it before.
I've seen an episode.
I think I've.
I had. It was in the middle, so I had no idea what was going on.
if I'm not mistaken, it was on like G4 or...
Yes, yeah. That was where I saw it.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I saw a few episodes, if not more than a few, but I guess there's like 26 episodes, so yeah. Henry said he will let us know which episodes to that he really wants us to watch, but I guess we'll watch the first one, of course, just because it's the first one, but I guess we'll talk about others, so I guess for our audience, you can watch the first one, and I don't know, but yeah, first couple at least, probably, because I don't think he'd want us to watch, like, episode 23 and, you know... Stuff like that.
There are 26 episodes.
Yeah. But speaking of anime real quick, since, you know, I guess we can still go on. We don't have to hurry the show up because Henry's already gone. did you see my tweet the other day, Stuart?
About
Trigun?
The movie?
Yeah.
I did, but I didn't look into it, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's coming out at the end of September. September 27th, all new. There's a trailer. I'm sending you the link to the Amazon page for it. There's a trailer that you can watch. Like it's under one of the images, you know, and it's pretty cool. I mean, it's supposed to be like an all new adventure with the creator of, you know, the creator of Trigun. And I think when we had Elf on, we were talking about how there was a rumor going around about a Trigun movie, and
yeah, I think so.
And it's finally coming out. I'm like so excited.
Does the Black Ranger voice Trigun or voice Vash?
What was his name? I don't.
I can only think of when he played the Black Ranger.
I don't know, but it sounds like the same guy. In the trailer, it sounds just like, you know, Vash, the Vash we know, and Wolfwood.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been so long. He's in it, which makes me happy because he was an awesome character.
Wait, didn't he die? It's been a while.
I thought he died, but you know, this could be set in a different universe setting or something. I don't know, but he's in it.
Before the end, before the showdown with knives.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know, but coming out September 27th, I was just looking to see what movies were all coming out, because X-Men First Class just came out, and I saw it, and it was awesome, and I loved
it. Good, isn't it?
I loved it. There wasn't anything at the end of the credits, was there?
I don't remember.
Because we didn't watch the end of the credits, unfortunately. I'm hoping there wasn't, but yeah, new Trigun. It's weird because the Blu-ray is cheaper than the DVD.
See, I'm only seeing the Blu-ray here.
Well, I sent you the link. If you click, like,
yes,
there should be like on DVD. Yeah, if you look.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Also available. It's
very tiny.
It's like 50 cents more than the Blu-ray.
No, Blu-ray is 1949, DVD is $18.99.
No, Blu-ray is $18.99. DVD is $19.49.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so
I'm reading it backwards.
So I find that pretty interesting that the Blu-ray is actually cheaper than the DVD.
Yeah.
Not much cheaper, but still cheaper. But I'm probably gonna pick it up. You?
It went to my wish list. Which my Amazon wish list is what I send to family. Like, hey, what do you want for Christmas? Here's a link to my wish list.
I think I did some wish list. I had wish list things, but I don't think I ever really
I got, like, you know, PS3 on there. I've got the Firefly on Blu-ray. All the Doctor Who DVDs and Blu-rays. A couple books. Tuba.
That tuba.
I played the tuba in high school. I want to play again.
The tuba.
I played the tuba.
I guess, you know, maybe in
It's $2,000.
Wow.
Yeah. That's cheap.
You never know. Maybe in a couple years, Activision will come out with Tuba Hero.
Like, there was a like back before, you know, like when it was just Guitar Hero, there was a sousaphone hero, which I also played. Kind of picture going around.
I knew there was a what was it? Like a something else. There's I gotta find it. I can't remember exactly what.
I see a trumpet hero, flute hero,
sitar hero. Yeah, I remember that one. Let me try to find the picture.
Boom, sousaphone hero, a guy actually playing it.
Let me look at the link. Wow, that's pretty crazy. I would never want something like. I would not want that. But. I don't know. Should we include these in the show notes or no?
It's up to you.
Yeah, y'all can Google them. There's sitar, which is S-I-T-A-R hero, which I always thought was funny. Instead of star, instead of like, you know, it's karma and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Some of these people went into like lengthy detail to make this stuff, all these different parodies.
The sousaphone hero thing was actually real. Like, well, it wasn't a game, but like somebody made that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. I mean, some people go all the way into detail of, you know, making the actual products instead of just Photoshopping. But yeah, definitely Trigun, that new movie.
How do we get from from Trigun to tubas?
Hey, you're the one who brought up the tuba.
Yeah, I think that was my fault.
Yeah, that's why, and I even said that tuba. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to either, I guess, buy the Blu-ray, since the Blu-ray's cheaper, or, I don't know, maybe it'll be on Xbox, the Zune Marketplace, and I can rent it or to watch. But either way, I'm going to watch it somehow, because I love me some Trigun. It's one of my favorites. And I can't believe the box set is only $23.49. That's pretty crazy. Well, there's one box set that's the complete box set is like $250, but $250. I don't know why that's higher than the other one, but anyways, he brought up anime, and I just wanted to mention this because I know some people out there are Trigun fans.
Yeah.
And you saw my tweet, but you didn't know exactly what I was talking about. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all relevant. Anyways, I guess no voicemail.
This quickly turned into what we do after the show.
Yeah, basically, giving y'all a little sneak peek. Stuart and I normally rant and talk for like anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour after the show.
About this kind of stuff.
Exactly. I guess it's Geek Question of the Week time.
Okay, gotta pull it up. Geek Question of the Week was... what would you do if you won the super mega billion trillion dollar lottery?
Or you sued P. Diddy.
Yes. Or you sued P. Diddy.
Which, again, check out the bonus content on the iPhone and Android app. Another plug. But go ahead. I guess.
Well, okay, I can answer Henry's for him because I know what it was.
Okay.
Henry would want to build, so I can remember this correctly, like his house into Halo levels or something along that line. It was definitely something new with Halo, like a Halo temple or whatever.
Oh, and he'd probably buy the Master Chief outfit, like a complete replica outfit or armor and wear it all the time. I'm sure he would. Just because he isn't here, I'm saying he would.
Well, no, I do believe it was definitely something Halo related.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
Turn his house into like a Halo level or something like that.
Largest Halo memorabilia collection.
Yep.
I guess, you know, I've talked to you about this. I can't remember if it was offline or actually on the show. I can't remember.
It was off.
Okay. I would build like a headquarters for. Not only, well, I guess for the Geeks for the Win / Open Forum Radio Network. Yeah, yeah. Screw that. I'd build a headquarters for the Geeks for the Win, and and then the Open Forum Radio Network. The people, if they wanted, they could join the Geeks for the Win brand. Where I would,
they'd, they'd be off in the corner talking about sports and beer and ugh.
Where I would have like I would have different rooms like different studios where with professional equipment and you know that are soundproof of course and capable of like you know just for each individual like podcast well not individual podcast because but each individual group you know
basically we would become another Whiskey Media.
And this would all be on the first floor, the second floor, would the second and third floor, and fourth floor, because there will be four floors, because I'm Poet...
Laser tag.
I'm Poetic Soul 44. The second floor would be, I don't know...
Laser tag. Entire floor of laser tag.
Sure, laser tag.
Dude, I put my money along with yours, and we make this thing happen.
The third floor would be, a food court, with tons of different places. Yeah.
Slash movie theater.
Yeah, of course, movie theater. Of course, there'd be multiple movie theaters.
Cineplex.
Yes, it would be. We'd have IMAX too. IMAX. Ooh. No, actually, we'd have like the like. Have you ever gone to those like science museums where they have kind of the IMAX, but the screens are like curved, where it's kind of like surround vision?
Yes, I've actually seen movies like in that.
I have too. So I would.
It was terrible.
I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, the movie I saw was about like Katrina and where there was a lot of you know the aftermath and there's
no. I'm talking about like a Hollywood movie.
Oh, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah. It
depends on the movie, but...
Polar Express.
Okay. Okay, I could see that, but we'd have one of those. We'd have IMAX, because, you know, we're geeks. We'd love to use the surround, whatever, to watch some of those documentaries, science documentaries and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and why not have surround vision?
Oh, no. We'd have one of those hang glider things like they do at Niagara Falls. Like where it actually lifts you up off the ground and your feet kind of dangle, and like the screen shows you flying over Niagara Falls and kind of tilts with you. It's like a ride.
Wow. Then the top floor would be rooms for everyone to sleep in, be their own personal rooms to you know.
We'd live there.
We would live there. It would be our headquarters, and everyone would get paid because I'd have a you know. Millions and millions and millions and billions or whatever dollars, because you said it's billion, trillion, whatever. Yes. So I would give everybody like, you know, I don't know, few thousand a week, 10,000 a week.
Let's make this happen.
So it would definitely be worth it for them to come down and podcast for, you know, 10,000 a week. But the downside is they'd have to release a podcast Monday through Friday.
Every day?
Yes. Because we would be an official network, kind of like the Smodcast, you know? Where
every single podcast has to do one every day, or?
There'd have to... They're not every single podcast, because, you know, some people have like six podcasts, but the main podcast would have to do one every day. That's, you know, that's really not much. I mean, that's what, an hour and a half of work.
But we take a week to come up with that hour and a half.
Yeah, but it would work itself out. I mean, because we wouldn't have to work. We'd be getting 10,000. Well, I'd have like millions, but everyone would be getting 10,000 a week. So, you know, they wouldn't have to work anymore. This would be their job. So.
And their families wouldn't have to do anything. They'd just move in with them.
Exactly. And each room would get like, you know, 60 inch. Actually, screw that.
72 inch.
Screw that. There would be a projector that projects on one of the walls in the room. And it would be HD, and somehow it would be 3D capable if you want to do 3D. I don't know how, you know, that would work, but somehow it would work.
You'd have to have two projectors.
Exactly. Somehow. Somehow I'd have that. I don't know. I'd have the money, so I would...
You would hire somebody to figure that out.
I'd throw money at somebody and make them figure out how that would happen. you know, every system available except the Wii, because the Wii is just, well, no, there'd be a Wii, but it'd be the door stopper. what else? I can't think of anything else, but there would be more.
Every new release of every single of, you know, movies, video games, comics.
Oh, music, yeah. And it,
all that to be just shipped to the place.
It would be shipped and put into our library of media.
Yes.
Which would be the entire, which would be the, well, no, that would be the fourth floor would be our media, and the fifth floor would be the rooms. And on there would, and on the, what is it, the roof, there will be giant swimming pools and a golf course. Mini golf course.
And the golf course?
Mini golf.
Driving range. Just hitting off the roof.
Well, there'd be one of those, but there'd be an entire mini golf course. You know, like with the windmill and the clown and all that crazy stuff. Because who doesn't love mini golf? I mean, mini golf's awesome. And in the backyard, there'd be go-karts. There'd be a go-kart track.
Again, we are making this happen.
Exactly. I mean, as soon as we win the lottery, as soon as both of us win the lottery at the same time,
the super mega, you know, government gets nothing lottery.
Exactly. But yeah, that would be mine. What about you?
You know, I was on the same vein as you. I kind of combined mine with yours.
Okay, great. And in our media library would not only have the new releases, but would have like almost everything you could think of. You know, there'd be no reason to have Instant Watch because we'd have all the,
we'd have everything.
We'd have everything. Yeah, everything geeky related. We'd have comics, books, audio books, DVDs, Blu-rays, hell, VHS tapes if you really want to go retro. But yeah, that's ours. I know I saw a bunch of responses, and there are actually some good ones I saw.
Okay, Poke Cookie. For a start, I'd buy the Marty McFly Nike mags. They're like $100,000 on eBay right now. That's not true. They're $2,000 on eBay.
Only $2,000?
Yes.
That's really, compared to $100,000, I thought it was $100,000, but, huh.
Nope, it's $2,000. Okay, shoes in my size, they were $2,000.
Huh. I think I saw somewhere that Nike has the patent for self-tying shoelaces.
And it's coming in 2015. Like on the commercial for the shoes, it says, like...
I dropped out. What?
Okay. On the commercial for the shoes, like this says like the self tying things are coming in
2015. 2020. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the commercial?
No, I haven't. Please tell me Michael J. Fox is in it.
No, but Doc is. Like he comes in and goes, I need some shoes. Are these self lacing? Are these self tying? That's coming in 2015. I thought that says 2015. Great Scott. And then leaves.
That is really awesome, though, because, you know, 2015 is when they were in, you know.
I know, and then it shows, like, him going, like, it shows a picture of 2015, like, of the time.
Oh, and also, everyone would have a hoverboard. I'd buy everyone a hoverboard, because, you know, in 2015, that's, you know, we'll have hoverboards, you know. They'll be so, you know... They'll be everywhere, that even little kids will have them. So, yeah.
Oh, and then at the end of the commercial, I don't know who it was some sports guy. I don't know who it was. He says, man, he made like a tree and got out of here. That references to the movie you make. You
that
make
took me about. A second. That took me a second, honestly. Oh. But I got it. I did get it. That's awesome. But anyways,
okay. Nemesis Prime 117. Buy a 60s era Batmobile and a Christopher Reeves Superman costume and build a home theater to play video games.
See, they're thinking low. They're thinking small fry compared to our, yeah. You know, conglomeration
to our geeks tower.
Yeah, the geeks tower. Oh, and at the very top, there'd be FTW.
It will rival Trump Tower.
Exactly. And like I said,
it'll be built right next door to just giant shadow over Trump Tower.
It's only 5 stories, though.
But they're really tall stories.
I guess. Yeah, well, we think of probably, 20 different more stories. But yeah, there'd be FTW in giant letters on the top. Because it is for the win. But okay, what's some more small fry answers?
Deshane Vox. This one's more kind of realistic. He says, quit work and split time trying to write the great American sci-fi novel and play games.
That's more realistic than ours?
Yes.
I mean, if we have billions/trillions of dollars, ours is pretty damn realistic.
True. Okay, Lazarus Vector. Build the house and make the entire third floor a replica of the Enterprise Bridge. Smiley face tongue hanging out.
That'd be interesting.
Now, my question is, which Enterprise?
Ooh. I don't know. I've said this before. I've never really been a too big of a Star Trek fan.
Me, personally, I would go with the Enterprise D, but that's just me.
Okay.
Scarfinger, he says, buy a Warthog from Weta.
Yeah, and every member of the Geeks for the Win, would have one of those. That'd be their company car.
The company car would be the Warthog.
Either that or like a Batmobile or some famous type of vehicle. Because you got to have company cars, you know?
A TARDIS on wheels.
Yeah. See, the front door would look like a TARDIS. Screw that. The whole building would be painted blue. Like a TARDIS.
Actually, I was thinking more of like just have the blue door and then try to paint the building to match with whatever's behind it.
That'd be cool. Put it like, have it like right behind like a, or right in front of like some kind of park or whatever. Or something. Yeah, that'd be awesome. We definitely do that. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, the name of this episode should be Rise of the Geek Tower.
Done and done. Any other?
Okay, that's it. That's it for this week.
Ah. Ours was the best, honestly.
It was, because we went on and on and kept adding stuff, so.
Yeah, which
you guys just think too small.
Definitely. And we just have overactive imaginations. But anyways, I guess what's next week's geek question of the week?
Next week's comes from Henry. He wants to know what everybody's next big tech purchase is.
That comes from me.
It came from you? I thought it came from Henry. It
came from me.
Okay. This one comes from William. He wants to know what his next big tech purchase is.
Because I remember, like, I don't know, about a month ago or whatever, being on the show and you asking about, and I said, I don't know, maybe, then I said it, and then we decided on something else, or you decided on something else. I don't know.
Okay.
So, yeah.
The Geek Question of the Week document that I've shared with you guys, this one popped up. I did not type this one.
I put that one in like back when you sent it to me the first time.
Okay, then this one comes from William then.
Exactly. Because, well, I'll get into mine next week, of course. But yeah, and I just want to crush whatever people's about to say. Don't talk to us about purchases you've already made, like Cookie with your MacBook or your Pre-3. We don't give a crap about that. That's already done. You've already purchased that. What's going to be your next big tech purchase? Could be a year from now, 2 years from now, a week from now, whatever. You're next. Not even if you just bought one. Next. But yeah, I've been thinking about that since, I don't know, this morning. That a lot of people probably would be like, oh, well, I just bought whatever, whatever. Well, that's not the question. So I'm crushing it now. I guess, we've referenced a couple, bonus content topics throughout the show, and you can find them on a variety of places, really, on our apps, actually. The Android app you can find on, the Amazon App Store, you know, Amazon's taken over. You can find it on the Android Marketplace, of course. Just search Geeks FTW on either or. The iPhone app you can find on, just search Geeks FTW and the podcast box app will pop up, and it's a free app, and you can purchase our app within the app. It's a loophole because I guess Apple doesn't want, you know, individual or podcast apps because, I don't know, they're evil. I don't know. Steve Jobs is a big old meanie.
That's kind of rude to say since he quit because he got cancer.
He didn't quit. He's the CEO.
No, he stepped down.
He stepped up. He became the CEO or the chairman.
I thought
of the board.
I thought he stepped down to like take care of himself because he has cancer.
No, he stepped up to a higher position.
I thought he was the highest position. No. He just made it. He's made it another step up and took that one.
I think so. Let me Google it real quick.
I'm going to become super chairman. Step up. Bigger paycheck.
Okay, let's see. Okay, yeah, he resigned of CEO and he became chairman of the board.
Well, that's not a step. That's a step sideways.
Well, I don't know. It means he's not going to be too involved in as far as research and stuff, and he's just going to be involved as far as the company and the money and all that stuff, stock holding and stuff like that. I don't know.
That's a step sideways.
Yeah. Which he's still going to have input in a lot of things, so I don't know why it's a big old hubbub. Basically, he's probably just putting someone else in the position in case they, you know, don't do as good. He can put the blame on someone else. Which, you know, sounds good, I guess, in theory. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but yeah, he's a big old meanie, and we can't have an iPhone app without, you know, being on the podcast box app, which, you know, there's, you get the podcast box app and there's tons of other great podcasts who have their own apps in there, but that you can buy after you've bought an ours. It's only $1.99. Bonus content just about every week, and most of the time we go from we average around 15 to even like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
because we just ramble on about crap and talk. And yeah,
like this episode.
Exactly. Which, I mean, this is who we are. This is, I guess, why you are listening, the six people out there who are actually listening. okay, maybe seven people.
I download the show at least twice, so.
Ah, so only five. Well, I think I'd download it too. Just, yeah, dang it. But anyways, yeah. Definitely. And, you know, I guess if you want to send us any feedback, you know, I guess you can do it at, you know, a variety of different ways, of course. Our geek question of the weeks, we tweet them out frequently on Twitter, just, you know, twitter.com/thegeeksftw. For some reason, you just do Facebook, I guess. Don't we tweet it out, or don't we post it on Facebook, too? Or do we not anymore?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Google Plus. I don't know what we're doing on Google Plus. I haven't logged into Google Plus.
Geek question of the week. Google Plus as well.
Okay, great. I haven't had internet in a while, so I haven't really been on much except Twitter because I'm addicted to Twitter. Pretty much, I'm just on Twitter just because I follow a lot of news sites, tech news sites, and I gotta make sure I'm up to date on everything. But anyways, that's besides the point. Voicemails. We don't have any voicemails this week. I'm sad. I even tweeted about that, I think.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, makes me sad because, you know, the voicemails we've had the last few episodes have really just, you know, boosted our morale, as I have said.
Even though they've been one person, three people, four people.
Four people, yeah.
And we all know.
We know three of them. Last one was a mystery.
Yeah, that mystery person, we may or may not know that person.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They should call back. You definitely would like to hear from them. and I thought Fadios was like going to try to take the crown away from, he's had his opportunity. I mean, Anthony Alex didn't do any voicemails this week. or last week, right? No. So Phadios could have been, he could have had the crown. Which, that said, if Phadios, Anthony Alex, Phadios may end up sending us a voicemail for the next episode, so that means you may want to send us one as well. So, yeah.
There you go.
Exactly. Let the battle begin. What else? And, oh, the voicemail line is 1-347-GEEK-FTW. That's 1-347-433-5389. Emails. Email thegeeksftw@gmail.com. We are, we're always looking for more writers, of course. And if you,
or if you get funny spam, send that our way as well. We'll read that.
Well, yeah, I guess. but writers, if you do get approved to write for us, you'll get your own little section on We Are Geeks. So, I guess that's the easiest way to enter the podcasting world. Just record yourself for like 5 to 10 minutes each week and just send it to Cookie. That's pretty easy. I mean, cheapest way too. I mean, but yeah. And we're looking for writers. Possibly guest hosts. If you have a podcast of your own and you want to send us a little ad, little 20-second, 30-second, whatever, little snippet for us to put in the show randomly, we'll do that,
Like this one! If you have one, put one in there.
Oh, I thought you were going to play one.
No. If you have one, put one in there.
Oh, I don't think I have one. Do I? Did we get one sent in? No. The other steward said he was going to send one, but he never did.
Yes.
Did he? Yeah. Which, guys, I mean, we may not have too many listeners, but we do have, we do have listeners, so... That's advertisement. We're being kind, so definitely send us one. But iTunes reviews, do we have any?
Nope.
No? Okay. Well,
come on, people.
Yeah, iTunes reviews. I guess that's it. Shout outs, Stuart.
I'll do Henry's. Shout out to the galaxy. Okay, that was it.
Oh, I thought he put something else in.
Nope, that was it. Shout out to the galaxy.
Yeah. Oh, he did say something about the shadow. Yeah, okay.
No, I read that.
Okay. I didn't see that. I just saw the shout out, and I was like, oh, okay, we'll get to that when shout out. And I stopped reading.
No, I was way ahead of you. I read that already.
Well, I've got to host the show, so I've got, my mind set. I'm so bad at hosting. Anyways, well, we've gotten 58 episodes in, so, and we still have people listening besides us, so I guess that's a win.
Yeah, there you go.
Shoutouts, though?
Okay, for me.
Yeah.
I wrote them down this time. Shout out to the writers, Henry, Elf, Dark DJ, Knox, Hookie, myself, you.
And I would remind them, you are writers for a reason.
I put one up. Like 2 days ago.
Yes, I know, but I'm reminding
them. I wrote like 2 days
ago. I'm reminding them, because, I'm not going to call anybody out individually, but some of y'all haven't written any.
Everybody.
Yeah, in a while. And, Cookie, you got a computer now, so you got no excuses, really. And everybody else, really, I think Elf, she still puts a few things, so we can't really get too mad at her, but some people haven't written anything in, months.
Paul, talking to you. You wrote one article.
I was, yeah, but I think...
One more.
I think he's written, more than Dark DJ has in a while.
Okay. Also, shout out to the entire OFNR network.
OFNR?
Which... OFRN. Yes, that. Which includes OFN Proper, OFN Sportscast, Prove Your Point, Anchor Mealman Podcast, Who Am I Radio, Section Z Podcast, Truth Geeking. Vote for Nikki to be a tester. She's in the top 10 right now. WOFRN, that includes Lag Free, Know Your Gamer, Chicago Sportscast, Guide Button, The 40 Cast, Knox brought all of Knox's podcasts, which is What Does God Say? Love and Learning Podcast, Down Little Brothers, and his new Family Variety Hour. From Page to Screens Podcast, which is Media, Lifecast, and Spotlight. ourselves, Geeks FTW, and We Are Geeks. That was everybody.
How many is that?
I should count them, shouldn't I? You do yours, I'll count.
Okay. I guess, you know, shout outs to, well, one of my coworkers, he was talking about, he's going to get into podcasting, and I told him about ours, and he gave ours a listen, and I'm not sure if he's still listening. So, you know, shout out, his name is Zach. So, shout outs to you, Zach, if you're listening. Let me know at work if you are. If not, then, well, you're not listening, so. But, shout outs to, I guess, you know, the writers, of course, Cookie for taking over the editing, even though they've been really late each time. Hopefully, you know, with he's having a move, I guess. Hopefully things will get more regular soon.
He's moving into school, right? Moving into university?
Yeah, which is basically college. But
yes,
college for the Americans, you know. Their college is like our high school, I think, which is weird.
I don't know how things work overseas.
I don't know.
Japan confuses the hell out of me. I'm going to their education system.
It's all run by magic. Harry Potter and all that crap. Yeah. But, you know, I guess, who else? God, shout outs to, you know, all the other people part of the Open Forum Radio Network, whatever, you know, Rewind. All
23 podcasts.
Yes, Rewind a minute or 2 minutes and 30 seconds to Stuart saying them all, which I'm surprised he didn't pass out from saying, you know, but wow. And tune in next week, or tune in, you know, next week when we introduce 6 more podcasts. You know, but I guess, I don't know. I hit us up if you're interested. You know, like I said, if you're interested in this writing for the site, because you do get, you know, we will, you know, we'll pretty much, you know, unless you're like illiterate, we'll pretty much accept you. I mean,
I write for the site.
Yeah,
I apologize for the site. I mean, come on.
We do have to require, you know, a sample article, but pretty much, like we said, if, you know. If we look at it in the email, and if, you know, one word isn't, you know, read where it's, you need to correct it, then you're pretty much good.
if your sample article comes in the form of a PayPal email, we'll take that.
Exactly. Oh, and like once again, I want to shout out Stuart, because, you know, he did donate to my Extra Life page. Which you should too, listeners. You can, any amount, you know, $5, $1, $10, whatever. Any amount helps, because, you know, you get a bunch of people who just donate, you know, $5. That adds up. And it's for kids, you know, the Children Miracle Network Hospital. And basically, if you don't donate to my page, then you hate kids and you want them to die. And that's not cool. That's not cool at all.
We're building more geeks.
We're pro kids, you know. We support kids living, so.
Geeks for the future.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, that'd be FTF? Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Geeks for the woocher.
Okay, then. But, yeah, definitely, you know, on our site, thegeeksftw.com, we have a banner that's linked. Just click it. Or you can go to tinyurl.com/extralifeftw. My page, you know, any amount, like I said, any. And, you know, I don't get anything out of it, really and truly. I don't. I'm going to end up putting money towards it, too, at the end. You know, right at the end. So, yeah, definitely, you know, it's for the children. Have a heart. And, so, you know, some mystery person donated $100. So, come on now. You can't even donate $5. Come on. Yeah, I'm talking to you listening right there. Yeah. Anyways.
The headphones and the ears and the...
Yeah. And you listening on your computer at work. I'm talking to you.
And you in the car.
Exactly. The one in the car. Of course. We've lost all our listeners by now.
Well, yeah, because this is going to be a 3-hour podcast.
It's not going to be that bad.
My recording is about to hit 3 hours.
Well, we started the official show around 7-ish. Well, yeah, now it's 10. Okay, wow, it is. Dang. Editing, which I probably will not do a lot of. It'll just be an extra long show because we've kind of been lacking. But anyways, if you want to hear more of our rantings and ravings and
or ramblings,
and in bite-sized, you know, chunks, listen to, you know, We Are Geeks, because, you know.
Or you can press pause every 10 minutes.
I guess you could do that. Yeah. I didn't think about that. Pause every 10 minutes and then play a second later. And then yeah. Pause and then play. That'd be interesting. There needs an app. There needs to be an app that does that automatically. Anyways, that's about it. God, 23 podcasts? Wow.
You want me to repeat them?
Sure.
I pulled my page because I have them all written down. Orphan Proper, Orphan Sportscast, Prove Your Point, Angry Manly Podcast, Who Am I Radio, Section Z Podcast, Truth of the Geeking, WOFR, which includes Lag Free, You Know Your Gamer, Chicago Sportscast, Guide Button, 40cast, Knox Broadcast, which includes What Does God Say, Love and Learning Podcast, Downloadable Brothers, Family Variety Hour, the Front Page of Screen Podcast, Media, Livecast, Spotlight, Geeks FTW, We Are Geeks.
Alrighty. So take that, all you other OFR inners who don't. That sounds kind of dirty. Open Forum Radio Network crew members who, you know, say we don't, you know, we don't take the time to, you know, learn them all. And I didn't even know half of those existed, honestly. I mean, I know all the feeds. I just didn't know they're that, you know, like four on.
I will say, I want to shout out, you know, Front Page to Screen, because I cannot find goddamn RSS anywhere. I've looked many times. I cannot find this podcast.
Huh. Okay. Anyways, so I guess, you know, anything else important before we wrap the show up? I'm trying to think. I'm drawing a blank. There was something else I wanted to talk about. I don't know, but... Yeah, We Are Geeks. Check it out. tell a friend about our show, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. I'm kind of out of it today. So, I guess, you know, this has been episode... Why does this say 57?
You kind of died yesterday, so...
Why does this say... It's 58. I don't know why the show notes said 57. But, yeah, and we have a few different links, so check out the show notes, you know, on our... The post on our page, you know, on the site, the post for the podcast, there'll be the show notes that have, well, the links in our show notes, because obviously, you know, I don't know, we're not going to have, like, number one intro, how our week has been, or whatnot. We're not going to have, we're not going to have that in the post, because that's irrelevant. But we'll have the article about the Netflix streaming service, and the GameStop tablet, and the iPhone game Apple didn't want you to play, and I guess Link to the Shadow and all that fun good stuff. So I guess this has been a jam-packed episode. What was the name of it again?
Rise of the Geek Tower.
Exactly. And with that, I bid you a farewell.